Michelle, it is the firing line. It's hour three on Friday, the 28th of October, 2016. And Michelle, do you have some announcements?
I do. What beautiful bottles we have. Oh, I should say hello first. Hi, everybody. I'm excited about our new True Silver.
And we also, by the way, have our new pump bottles, 4-ounce bottles of our new supplied, of course, transdermal DHEA, pregnenolone, and progesterone, too.
Well, first we're going to talk about the new True Silver.
Do you want to know?
Look,
want to go over the
jumping right in?
Yeah. Do you want to talk about the technology or how beautiful the bottles look?
How beautiful the bottles look! How wonderful it is, and you have to get a patent on the liposome.
Yeah, because it's unique. Nobody has anything like this.
Let me finish liposome. See if I'm trying to say this, Bill.
Yeah.
Or is it liposomal enzymatic action? That what does it do?
I'll explain. Firstly. Okay. When you break silver down to its angstrom size, which is single ions of silver, inert ions.
Which our old silver was ionic.
Right, it's ionic.
Which was very good.
It was a citrate. It was very good. It was the only one that was available that was truly ionic at the time. My new one now is advanced beyond that. And what it does is instead of it attached to citrate, it's attached to hydrogen.
Okay,
which makes it alkaline. And then it's wrapped, which makes it alkaline. Then it's wrapped in an enzymatic liposome, not just a regular liposome. Enzymatic liposome that makes it enter the tissues, chaperone it in. So it is way more powerful than even the silver 100. There's nothing. It's hundreds and hundreds of times stronger than any other silver.
We've already noticed it. We started using it this week.
It's amazing. And silver has two properties. It's a noble metal. That's why in burning you use it, because it makes you regenerate your skin faster than anything. Mm-hmm. It's a stem cell stimulant. Other than hyperbaric oxygen, it's the most powerful stem cell stimulant. Is ionic silver. Now, when it's inert, it has no effect. So when you get colloidal silver, or you get a silver lungs generator, or you make your own silver with little electrodes, it's useless. That's why you have gallon jugs. These are 2-ounce bottles, just a couple drops, like in your eyes to get rid of infections. For example, glaucoma is an eye infection. Arterial disease is a biofilm infection in your arteries, right? Periodontal disease is a bioinfection of the periodontal tissues, okay? So this silver is now the most powerful silver in history.
Well, I'm taking it the exact same way I used to take the silver 100.
You don't need to take as much, though.
I'm just taking a few sprays. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. It's so powerful. I've already noticed it. Like, I'm taking a fraction of what I took before, and it has an immediate effect. It's like, whoa, this is powerful.
Well, I used to do 5 or 6 sprays. I'm still doing
Well,
so how many sprays do I do now?
Well, before we were saying if you have an active infection, you take 1 spray or 3 drops per 10 pounds of body weight. I think you can drop that down to 20 or 30 pounds of body weight.
Okay.
Right.
All right.
And then if you have something real serious, you should take a higher dose for the first day or so.
Yeah.
But it
won't hurt you if you take more.
No.
Wasting.
It's so powerful. It's crazy. Uh-huh. Now, we just talked about the Zika virus. And if you don't take an antipathogenic, Zika, at its current R-naught, which is its multiplication number, which we don't need to get into, if you have an R-naught of 6, it means it's got to get 99% of the population before it supposedly slows down.
So what was Ann saying about the Zika virus?
Well, Dr. Frieden actually has released information, just released, mm-hmm. that it is a super plague, and it's likely to become endemic in America, but it screws up your genetics and your ability to reproduce.
And what's that got to do with the silver?
Because silver will knock out intracellular viruses. Allison Mid will not only knock out the viruses, but it also prevents biting insects from biting it, because it's the primary vector. Mosquitoes, mm-hmm. and then of course we have our Nutriodine, which is the most powerful monatomic Tesla activated
iodine. I always think of the Allison Med to prevent mosquitoes from biting.
That's right,
because it actually works. And
right,
we know that for a fact from
right. And most people aren't aware that stealth infections are one of the primary drivers of autoimmune disease and cancer. Stealth infection.
So if you're around the Zika virus, you should make sure you're taking your Allison Med
and take the NutriSilver. Or also the Nutriodine, but at least the two, the Allison Med and the NutriSilver.
So New True Silver.
NutruSilver. Silver.
Silver. Yeah. NutriSilver.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
So
everything's Nutri. Now we have New True. I love it, Bill.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, I'm always, and by the way, some of these nutraceuticals we release take years of research. This one took 10 years of research to develop it.
I know, I'm excited. And I love the look of the bottles. I mean,
yeah,
I am saying that. But
and
I
by
just,
the way,
I just like
these
it.
Are really unique.
I think we should up the print, though. The print's too tiny. Our next ones,
label.
And our next batch here, we're going to have to make a little bigger label because most people can't read that small.
Yeah, unless you get a magnifying lens. Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah. And I do, and also we should make a note that on the label, I think they made a little mistake on how much to use. So hopefully we should put a little note in with it to tell them how to use it. That's what we'll do. We used to do that with the Silver 100. We used
to we'll modify the label so it's a little bit easier. Because I'm finding it just so powerful, you don't need to use much, which means it's going to go a long way. Whether you have it in your boat or your car or your home or you're traveling, you want to take this, especially if you go on a plane, because a lot of these bugs you can acquire in a closed-loop system, like I call flying culture tube, called an airplane cabin, or you're going to a public place like a restaurant. Most people aren't aware that they've got dysbiosis and infections like flu virus and so on, and the flu this year is going to again be real bad. So you want to take this regularly, and you won't get infected.
Now, the other thing you wanted to talk about was the pregnenolone, the DHEA, and the progesterone.
Now, the best way to take hormone therapy is not pellets or injections. It's transdermal because it bypasses the liver.
We did run out of our pregnenolone, and we had to get another supplier for it. Remember?
Yeah, it's a superior supplier.
And now we better, have it's made in the USA.
Made in the USA, and it's a superior technology and a better pump. And it's a 4-ounce pump, and it's a great price. So we have, you want to use, you want to use DHEA and pregnenolone for support of adrenal hormones and female, and progesterone, which we can use also for both PMS and perimenopausal. Because your body will make enough with the DHEA and pregnenolone of estrogen. We can get estrogen, but I mean, I honestly think that it's not nearly as important because the body will make what it needs. And you don't want to overdose with any hormones. Now, DHEA, by the way, is good for males. If you raise DHEA, it cuts heart disease and dementia and bone loss in males. It also improves mood for both males and females. The DHEA is like a happy hormone. And pregnenolone is an anti-inflammatory. So you can use it over the skin, over an inflamed joint, as well as in rashes and so on. And, of course, we still have our curcumin cream, which is a white...
Well, what do you recommend for menopausal women?
Menopausal women usually... all three hormones, DHEA, pregnenolone, and progesterone. And you can use the pregnenolone continuously, although some people suggest you just use it for on a cycle, like 21 days out of a cycle. Mm-hmm. I usually recommend you use a little bit every day.
Hey, let's get into some praise reports from Dr. Fred. As you remember him, the podiatrist?
Oh, yes, yes.
From Indiana.
Right.
You remember him? Well, he had some praise reports. I got to talk to him today, and I remember reading his email for the first time a few months ago on the air.
Oh, yeah.
And anyways, he's all excited because he's been taking the Vision Max and Bane Away and multiple other things.
Right.
And he just wanted me to tell you, Bill, that he has something like a black floater in his eye. And
right.
For some reason, the Vision Max, he doesn't know. He's trying to figure it all out. That's why he loves talking to
me. Okay, I'll tell you what it is. You have a vestigial artery that supplies the lens when you're a fetus.
Uh-huh.
That vestigial capillary, blood vessel, falls away from the lens before you're born.
Uh-huh.
If you have oxidostress or stealth pathogen like Toxocara catecherceanus or some oxidostress like diabetes, it can start to oxidize that vestigial small vessel, and it can become a black floater floating in the eye. Mm-hmm. That can float above the retina. And it can either fragment or break up in pieces.
Well, it took away its floater.
Right, because
what's in the Vision Max? It does that.
Antioxidants. So it actually will allow your eye to kind of clear the oxidative stress to fragments floating around inside your eyes so they become transparent.
He also
there
said,
are also things called asteroid hyalosis or star bubbles. And those star bubbles can be removed as well as these vestigial fragments of the blood vessel.
He also said that his night driving, his vision's improved for night driving.
Right, because your night driving is dependent. You have rods and cones, and the specific parts of the eye that look at dark vision. And the best way to tell if it's improving is that your dark field vision range of motion is getting wider. So if you get a dot on either a spoon, like a little red dot, on a spoon or a tongue depressor, I call it the stick dot test. I invented it 30-something years ago. You can see someone's color vision field, and then you can see their black and white field. And if you're losing your night vision, your black and white field starts to collapse. And if it's improving, you'll see the black field increase. In other words, you can actually, you won't see the dot as red. You'll see it that there's a dot there, but it's not red, but you can see it's further away from the center.
Okay.
Is that interesting?
Yeah, that is interesting.
Yeah.
And what is it about women, why women can't see at night?
They don't have as many of the cones, so therefore they don't have as... They have good color vision. In fact, because the genes they carry, what's called visual field problems, red, green, and so on, mm-hmm. are more expressed in males, is because it's a recessive gene. And in women, if they have the red gene in one of their X chromosomes, they won't show color vision problems. But they have less of the sensors to sense vision at night. So it's normal. You know, in other words, it's almost like genetic. Men are hunters. Men have better night vision, and they can often more often be colorblind.
Bill, I just spoke with Richard from, I believe it's Texas, about his mother. She had a blood clot.
Right.
Now, there's lots of ways to prevent having blood clots. Was it in her, is it always in the
Well, let me give you some of the details.
Where the blood clot could be anywhere, right?
Yeah, let me give you some of the details.
What?
First off, Richard called me, and he wanted me to talk to his doctor.
Uh-huh.
Now, for me to explain functional medicine to a doctor straight out, if a doctor followed me around for 4 to 5 years, they'd learn 90% of what I know today, but by that time I'd learn more. I can ask them questions, but what I need is records. So in other words, if you're going to ask me to talk to someone, I'd have to have more records. Now, what I was told is this lady had a giant clot in her leg, and they had to open up her leg like 7 or 8 inches and pull out the clots in the back of her leg.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you've thrown clots off, the usual thing is a surgeon's going to put in a basket to grab the clots before they end up with your lung fields, and they're going to do a transthoracic or transesophageal echo to see if you have a flap valve between your left and right atrium, because 25% of the population, the clots can jump from your right side of your heart to your left and shoot up to your brain and give you a stroke.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing you want to know is, are your platelet counts normal? You want to know, are you have rheologically thick blood? It's a thing out of standard test called a PTINR. You want to know more advanced clot tests like the soluble IKM1 and 2, fibrin degradation products, factor 5 Leiden mutation, etc. And you can do a rheologic blood viscosity, which, by the way, most doctors don't do any of these other tests. Okay? So for this gentleman, what we do is start off with nanokinase, which is it's based with Bacillus subtilis, and lumbrokinase. And you want to take the cardiovascular that has ginkgo biloba and others to reduce blood viscosity and use their fatty acids.
Yes. The QRMA will tell you blood viscosity.
Oh, yeah. It shows that, and you can repeat the test every day if you want to see if it's improving.
Yeah, you don't have to go out and get a fancy test.
Well, a lot of people are skeptical. Yeah, but if they don't believe the test, the QRMA, they can do that now.
Yeah.
The advantage is there are multiple ways to reduce blood viscosity, something as simple as just omega fatty acids. If you take Omega Supreme, our new specialized, muscleized version of Omega Supreme that nobody else has, that alone, just the regular Omega Supreme, cuts down vascular events, clots, heart attacks by 50%. Just that one. Not even adding cardiovascular or other things to increase nitric oxide like Supernox and CoQ10 and CoQ10 ubiquinol and Gamma E+. Because remember, you form clots because you get oxidative stress. So the Gamma E+ is particularly important so your fatty acids and cholesterol don't oxidize. Because when the macrophages, big eater cells, eat those globules, they die and form foam cells, and they form the nidus for a clot. So the best test to actually determine if you're going to block up an artery in your kidneys or your aorta is to do a high-speed CT scan for a calcium score. So for this gentleman, unfortunately, what happens, she also gets septic, and it often happens in a hospital where you acquire an infection because you're in the hospital. That's where the bugs grow.
Mm-hmm.
So always when you're sick to somebody septic, make sure you get an infectious disease consult.
What is that when you're septic? What
infection is down in your blood, and it can cause cardiogenic shock, where your heart starts to go into heart failure. And you want to make sure, if you sound one pathogen, assume there's other ones. And a lot of people are really serious trouble. They don't just are not dying of, say, gram-negative septicemia. They can have fungal septicemia.
Mm-hmm.
I did a research study back when I was at Calgary General and reviewed all the literature, and I found out that the vast majority of people dying of burns and trauma didn't just have gram-negative. They actually were having fungal septicemia and were throwing off clots of fungi in their arteries to their heart valves and brain.
Well, we have so many questions today. I'm going to get into them
okay,
now.
Okay, I'll try to.
All right with you.
I'll fire quickie answers. How's that?
Yeah, that's, you know, we'll do what we can do.
You have
the
super computer at your bidding. I am ready. This is HAL 9000.
Are you done?
Yeah, just kidding around.
Okay. RAV, R-A-V.
RAV, yes, go ahead.
From Sydney, Australia. Now you're going to do another accent, right?
From Australia. That's a bonza.
Hello, Michelle and Dr. Bill. My partner, Carrie. Is that what you are, Bill? My partner?
Yeah.
Partner in crime?
Yeah. Your partner.
You're my partner.
Yeah, that's right.
For 30 years.
You're my
32 years.
You're my Sheila.
Oh, my God.
You're my Sheila.
Oh, that sounds better than partner, huh? Anyways, she has an account with you. Rav is telling us. We take Red Deer, Beta Mountain Red Deer, and Collagen Max on a daily basis, and we love it. I love my Collagen Max.
Right.
I'm getting my... that's off the subject. Anyways, I want to get through these. We don't need to talk about
rebuilding
me and my Collagen Max.
You should put in the bottle. Rebuilding you one fibroblast at a time.
Well, you know what I wanted to say? See this fingernail here, Bill?
Uh-huh.
I broke that just on Monday. Look how much it's grown back.
Yeah.
That was broke down like when it hurts, you know, it broke off.
Yeah, the nail broke off.
Are so hard, like it's right down, what do you call that, the quick or something down there?
The nail bed.
The nail bed. And look how much it's grown already.
That's good.
Get these nails done for the next little weekend cruise we might take here.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. Can you please ask Dr. Bill about meal supplements, a meal supplement,
right?
Or drinks, right? And
right.
Greens, the greens blend, nuts and NutriComplete, right?
Reds and greens and goji berry.
I'm a personal trainer and mostly train women of all ages. The common question that I get is, what is a good brand for a meal supplement?
Well, we got the...
We are so blessed to have it.
Yeah, well, first off, we have Life Support that has Phase 2 Detox Support. And all the minerals and vitamins and both Vitamin or Max Minerals
Plus.
Great
for a workout.
Right, and it's got Vega Pro protein that's very complete amino acids.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have Ageless, which makes you age less because it repairs your DNA, has immunoglobulins in it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And has probiotics. Then we have Glycemix, which is good for diabetics and pre-diabetics. Most people that are having trouble with weight are basically pre-diabetic.
Mm-hmm.
If you actually look at the American Diabetic Association criteria for borderline or diabetes, 69% of the U.S. population over 30 are diabetic or pre-diabetic.
It's funny, I take the Glycemix every day and I'm ideal weight. Why do I take it?
Because you don't need to be overweight. People with osteoarthritis of their joints, people with dyslipidemia, people with glaucoma, people with hypertension, all have elevated blood insulin and insulin resistance, and they can be perfectly ideal weight.
Uh-huh.
You don't. It's only certain people genetically that are going to get fat, and other people just bad osteoarthritis, so their hands start to get deformed, or their major joints start to get osteoarthritic. It's the same changes in the joints caused by hyperinsulinemia resistance, so they start developing cytokines in their joints,
mm-hmm.
peroxynitrate, fibrillated cartilage from the loss of the normal hydroviscous layer. In other words, it's a chameleon. And elevated insulin resistance isn't just affecting the GLUT4 transporter, it poisons your cells with sodium. Because you're not pumping up sodium properly because of sodium potassium ATPase.
What does?
It's the insulin regulates your sodium potassium ATPase in your body.
Uh-huh.
And it means you're pumping sodium out and pumping potassium in, right?
Okay.
And magnesium. And if your cells are poisoned, you can get hypertension. So some people are ideal weight and hypertension. If you measure their fasting and 2-RPC blood insulin, not sugar, they're elevated. The normal is 2.0 microunits of insulin fasting. If it's elevated above that, you get insulin resistance.
And what does the glycemic do with the insulin? How does it help?
Number one, it doesn't overstimulate your blood insulin, which is why if you drink, let's say, artificially sweetened drinks like aspartame or Splenda, right? It's okay to use ones like Zevia, which has got monk fruit and Reba A and Stevia and so on. But if you're drinking artificial sweeteners or soda with sugar, sugar is dangerous. And if you eat a lot of foods that are mineral depleted, for example, all our soils are depleted of chromium, vanadium, and so on, zinc and copper, so that they're...
But back to my question, how does the glycemics control the insulin?
Because it gives you all these minerals, too. It's got the minerals and the factors that are present in, say, diabetoline, so it helps to lower insulin resistance.
There's diabetoline in the glycemics.
Right, but it also has in it specific types of carbohydrates that are absorbed very, very slowly that have an extremely low glycemic index.
What else is in the glycemics?
Things that are going to lower insulin resistance and inflammation. Because diabetes is an inflammatory disorder. That's why UCSD, February 2015, published that leukotriene B4 is elevated in people that are diabetic and diabetic.
Mm-hmm.
So our entire population, it's not just in our country, in China, India, everywhere, everybody's turning diabetic. By the time you're 78, 99% of the population are diabetic on an insulin glucose tolerance test.
What about that product, CarboBlock?
It's the CarboBlock, actually, the NC is in the glycemics to block carbohydrates.
I thought so.
It blocks carbohydrates.
That's what I'm getting at. I'm trying to get you to say these things.
It's actually in the glycemics to block carbohydrate breaking down, so it's slow. Even a meal afterwards, 6 hours, 4 hours later, it slows it down.
The majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency. It is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin is the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
Michelle, we're back, and let's race through these questions and try to give the top couple, two or three nutraceuticals for each one. And by the way, if you need help and advice, just email me. Just go to the Nutramedical, go to the contact us, and email what you're.
I don't have to race, my dear. What? I don't have to race.
Okay, you're going to keep me calm and calm and objective.
About,
how's that?
I enjoyed that about the Quai C-Max and stuff. Bill, we'll start with. Let's go on to. Arboleta, sent from her iPad. I have a good friend who has painful feet from spurs. She must work and is unable to stay off her feet. She doesn't have internet and limited access to your shows. I listen to you, however. But anyways, Bill, reading the whole entire thing.
Well, she'll have what's called chronic plantar fasciitis. So what you got to do is give her different...
From spurs? What are...
Bone spurs, let me explain.
Painful feet from bone
spurs. What happens is the fascia starts to calcify.
Uh-huh.
So you want to use Power C Plus and full vitamin K2. You want to use anti-inflammatories and Flamax 5 capsules twice a day and Cell Defense Plus. And it'll respond if you happen to have a lumen photon. You can actually improve the blood flow to mobilize those spurs quicker. That's good. And we also, by the way, there's a link up we have for... The micropulse, there's also a thing called a matrix pulse. It'll turn off pain. And it works on these Langerhans complexes in the skin, so it's very effective. So I would say those things like, you know, the anti-inflammatories that I mentioned, and the power and what's called full vitamin K2 to reverse calcification. Very important.
Lisa from Georgia. I have a question about micell D3 liquid caps. I have an olive oil sensitivity, which becomes more pronounced every time I consume the oil, so I try to avoid it, which consists, she gets extreme nausea and vomiting. This occurs shortly after she has it. As such, I read labels and menus, and although the product ingredient list online doesn't state extra virgin olive oil is the carrier, it is listed as such. Oh, I know what she's talking about, Bill. The micell D3 soft gels have extra virgin olive oil. That's what it is.
But not the liquid.
The liquid has sunflower oil.
Right.
So, Lisa, you're okay with that?
With the liquid,
has sunflower oil, my dear. So you go ahead.
The other thing is people often diagnose themselves, which is a really bad idea. If you think you're sensitive to something because you're having an immediate reaction, which means you're likely to have IgE antibodies and IgG, you want to do a blood test, which is a very accurate way of determining it, and it'll determine if you have a true allergy. Because remember, allergies are only to proteins, they're not to oils. You cannot be allergic to an oil. Mm. Impossible. It's only proteins.
That's interesting, though.
So if you do the blood test, you want to find out, because you may have something else that's going on that's not an allergy.
Sandy from up there in San Mateo County, California. Dear Dr. Deagle, please contact me about the products my dear friend Little Bear, Albert's his name, Little Bear, purchased from you because he really believes that you can help him and save his life. And he ordered the supplements, and I guess what she wanted you to do is for pulmonary fibrosis, Bill. Due to a bird allergy?
Yeah, what happens is that it's not the birds or the fecal matter, it's the psittacosis. Psittacosis, P-S-I-T-T-I-A-C-O-S-A-S. Psittacosis, these are little pathogens that are larger than a virus and smaller than a regular bacterium.
On birds?
Right. And they grow in certain birds, usually wild birds. Now, if you have intradora birds, like Ann Morrison has, healthy birds that have already been tested, and they don't have psittacosis. Mm-hmm. But wild birds carry it. If you go to an abattoir or whatever, to a zoo that has a lot of birds in them, they could have psittacosis. Or if you carry budgies, for example, you often see it in people who have carrier pigeons, and they have carrier pigeon disease, and it's not the fecal matter or something else inducing the fibrotic change in their lungs, it's the psittacosis. Now, the first thing you want to do is kill off the pathogens, and we use our inhalation with a Omron or Sinupulse Elite with normal saline, and I would recommend the NutriSilver. You can alternate back and forth with that and Nutriodine. Secondly, you want to take anti-inflammatory cell detox glutathione, because hydroproxy radical is very common in the lungs of people who have chronic psittacosis infections. And you can actually take the tablet and grind it up fine enough and dissolve it and actually inhale it as well, the acetyl glutathione, very, very powerful. You want to take things to reverse the fibrotic changes. That would be our seroflozyme, which is just the seropeptase enzyme, or better still, the Inflamax, that's the old Wobenzyme N-formula with that. And turn off the cytokines with Cell Defense Plus, 2 capsules, 3 times a day, and then heal the lung membranes with the right essential fatty acids and Omega Supreme, really important, and Omega Supreme krill, astaxanthin. So you've got to turn off the inflammation, you got to kill the pathogens, and you got to reverse the actual fibrotic lung changes occurring. And you got to do a flow volume loop with DLCO to see if you're reversing the diffusion capacity, which is because of the fibrotic lung changes, and your doctor can do that test.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Baiano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's cancellation day. It's a cancellation of your issues dealing with health, geopolitical and spiritual issues. And of course, after the show today, we'll be doing some videos with Ann and with Matthew to update you. And you can see those over on Vimeo and on YouTube.
Yes, Matthew had a great show today, Bill told me in the break.
Oh yeah, it was remarkable. And it really crystallized why the naivety and the ideologue status and how important these issues are to figure out exactly what's going on.
Next question. Raylene from the L.A. area here in California, of course. My husband did a QRMA on me, and I had a doctor's visit the other day and was told my blood pressure is going up. It was 150 over 80 with a pulse of 90. At home, it's been 130 to 148 over 80.
You can get some element of white coat hypertension, which means your central nervous system is a little overamped. So some of our new nutraceuticals, in fact, we now are re-releasing our new upgraded Posinol. We have a new supplier that has Posinol plus a few other things for lowering blood pressure, calming your central nervous system, reversing depression, and reducing what we call the stress response. That's our new Posinol. It's going to be a great price, too. So what we're dealing with there, and I remember looking at Raylene's QRMA, the QRMA, along with, let's say, a few paragraphs of history, are very useful. I was able to tell her exactly what deficiencies she had, what organ function she had, mm-hmm. what was the underlying problem. And her underlying problem is she's turning diabetic. Oh. And everybody who's hypertensive is a pre-diabetic. Everybody. Mm-hmm. Means you've got sodium poisoning of your cells and tissues. You can increase in what's called a decrease in what's called a peristaltic response to the shearing force of your peristaltic wave from your heart to your blood vessels. Mm-hmm. The blood vessels are not responding with enough peristaltic wave to push the blood forward, so the central nervous system and the heart and the kidneys respond by pushing the driving pressure against your blood vessels. Eventually, that pressure can actually cause calcified inflammatory changes to the vessels, so you get a high calcium score, and the vessels can become very stiff or atherogenic. So what we're trying to do there is we're going to reduce insulin resistance, use Cardiovasc, Supernox, use things like CoQ10, CoQ10 ubiquinol, and carnitine to restore normal peristaltic wave. We want to reduce oxidative stress with gamma A plus and CoQ10 ubiquinol and cell detox glutathione, fatty acids, Omega Supreme krill to reduce the inflammatory changes to the vessel wall. So this will make a big difference. And as we lower insulin resistance, we use dibetaline, a capsule twice a day, berberstatin capsule twice a day, and substitute two meals and two snacks with glycemics, which, by the way, we mentioned earlier, the glycemics is a special component that even if you have it two or three hours before your other meal, it'll block the carbohydrates, so you'll absorb them slower, because it's insulin that's the culprit, and the response to insulin is glucagon, which causes your body to turn protein into sugar.
Christian from Surrey, British Columbia, Canada. Hi, Dr. Deagle. I recently tore my tricep tendon and just finished the surgery to repair it. My friend recommended the Mountain Red Deer and Tendon Mender from your site to help heal the tendon, so I ordered them. I was told to contact you regarding the following questions. How many pills to take of the Tendon Mender and Mountain Red, and do I need to take more pills initially to load the product into my system? And is there anything else you'd recommend to help speed tendon healing?
Yeah. Firstly, Collagen Max, a capsule twice a day, will speed it. Tendon Mender, two capsules twice a day. And Mountain Red Velvet, two capsules twice a day, but open one of them and keep it under your tongue for 10 minutes before you swallow. And that should do the trick.
Okay. Sandra from Florida, dear Dr. Deagle, she goes on, the condition that is ailing me is ovarian cyst in nature, which I am told by my symptoms and a hospital sonogram may convert to fibrosis.
Yeah, antifibrotic agents are Cell Defense Plus, mm-hmm. right, yeah. and Inflamex. Okay. And that'll help reduce fibrosis of the uterine fibroblasts, which cause cyst formation.
Joe from Texas, I heard you on Tribulation Now. My heart goes out to you hearing how the elite, I never call them the elite, they're not elite in my books. They're the scum of the earth. Trying to destroy you and your name. That would be the Colorado mess. Yeah, if anyone Googles Bill's name, Colorado took his license and then
Three years after I left there, actually. The real issue was I was a whistleblower for the government agencies like Oklahoma City, for Rocky Flats.
Oh, I know.
And in medical legal cases, and they... And basically, they irresponsibly went after me, way worse than Trump.
What was his name on the medical board that said he would see that he got your medical license? But that's because you found a screw in the guy's back.
Oh, yeah, that was Dr. Michael.
Anyways, let's
that was Dr. That. Michael Jansen, actually.
Oh,
I got the operative report. I got a photographic memory, of course. The operative report showed he had a screw to his spinal nerve root, and my nerve mapping, essential nerve mapping I did, found a dead deltoid C fiber from the spinal cord, and I went back and got the surgical report with our office manager and proved he'd actually put a screw through the nerve root of this patient.
Did I bring this
and
up?
And he then threatened me that he was going to get his buddies on the board to get me.
See
I put
this
it in
symbol?
My, yeah,
See
go
what
ahead.
I'm doing? See this gesture?
Yeah.
What does it mean?
Cut off. Cut.
Right. First, I would like to know if you have anything to help me sleep, as I am a fourth watch intercessor.
Uh-huh.
I am having trouble going to sleep and staying asleep, and I have taken sublingual drops several different times since my hormones stayed elevated at night.
Okay, well, the first thing is you want to take our new Posinol. You can take two or three of the Posinol tablets three times a day to lower your stress hormones. Number two, you want to take Calm Mind and Brain Mag during the day, at least a scoop two or three times a day, and double that before you go to bed, and then take 1 to 3 melatonin TR an hour before you plan to sleep. You got to lower your stress hormones. You got to protect the brain from oxidative stress. Mm-hmm. And you can also use a micropulse and use a little Under Armour headband and put the little micropulse electrodes on the lowest setting on your temples or just below and in front of the ears, and it'll go to the parts of the brain that regulate your pineal gland and help to calm your brain down.
She also says, Bill, that you mentioned a prayer. That was must have been on the show.
Prayer of the 12 Stones is the one. And it's on the top of...
How do you find that, Bill, on our website?
You just go to the front page of prayer. You just go to the front page of Nutramedical. It's right there.
Where?
Right here at the top.
Can you explain it for our listeners, Bill? Because they're not looking right here
at
the top.
You'll see a Jewish breastplate at the very top. It's on the date 12/25/2016.
On the top of?
Of the front page of what's called the Nutramedical Report.
Thank you.
Yeah, and if you go to Nutramedical.com, you'll see it there. There's also a PDF version that shows you the stones as well. They're in the breastplate. Each stone refers to a spiritual gift and the name of a tribe of the ancient Israelites that stops the piercing of the heart of the high priest when he goes with a breastplate to the Holy of Holies with the Urim and the Thummim on the shoulder pads of his breastplate, which are the yes-no stones, right, for answers to God, from God. And the breastplate is supposed to prevent the piercing of the whole soul by the high priest when he goes into the Holy of Holies to pour the blood over the horns of the altar.
Lori, in an email, dear Dr. Deagle, hello. Thank you so much for providing help to so many people. You have helped my friend Barry to get better, and now I have a question. This week I had a mishap. I fell on wet grass, twisted my leg, and pulled my hamstrings. Is that two strings?
Right, yeah. Well, that means you got what we call microscopic tear of the collagen in your hamstring, which is the muscles in the back of your leg, your upper leg.
You pull both of them in both legs?
Yeah, you can do that.
Wow.
So what we do first is you turn off the inflammation with Inflamex and Cell Defense Plus. Inflamex, 5 capsules twice a day. Cell Defense Plus, 2 capsules 3 times a day. Then you want to apply topical pregnenolone cream to the anti-inflammatory to the skin over the muscles, right? And you want to take things that are going to relax the muscles. So magnesium glycinate malate is going to help reduce the spasms. And we have a product called Spilkes, which is calcium magnesium taurate. Mm-hmm. It'll reduce muscle spasm. Mm-hmm. And the anti-inflammatories work very nicely. I usually, with microscopic tears, recommend Collagen Max and Tendon Mender because it's the fascia that gets interfered with. If there's a joint problem, you add Joint Performance, but if it's a fascia tendon mender, 2 caps twice a day and Collagen Max, 1 twice a day, and that'll start speeding the healing. If you happen to have a Lumen Photon, you put it at setting number 6 or 7 for inflammation and 3 for healing, or NICO, N-I-C-O, which is a combination of frequencies, or you can use a micro matrix pulse, which you can get to our link on Micro Pulse on the front page of Nutramedical, and that'll turn off the pain, the matrix pulse.
Norma from Michigan. Greetings, Dr. Deagle. My name is Norma. I am a nurse, certified registered nurse from, obviously she says again, from Michigan. She's a recent subscriber and so interested in your videos and your knowledge base is incredible to say the least. I feel like I'm learning physiology all over again.
You are.
I am writing
to you. We're reteaching you.
Just a simple thank you.
Yeah.
I am writing to you what you recommend for measurement of EMFs from a smart meter on our neighbor's outside wall. We live in a duplex condo, and our analog meter is locked down.
You go to a link on our front.
It has not been replaced, so she's in a fight with the cold.
Yeah, what you do is you go to our link to ALS EMF, and you get a gigahertz solutions, which is made in Germany.
Yes.
And it's expensive. I think it's $500 or $600. But it's extremely accurate, and it's directional, has an antenna. You can point directly toward the meters, even a half a mile away, and it'll tell you in microwatts per square meter exactly what level of radiation it's doing, and it's quite remarkable. It'll scare the heck out of you, basically.
The heck out of you.
The heck.
Deborah, let's see. This is in an email. How does she have it? I am a 61-year-old female who's experiencing problems with cavities. I am a naturopath. Oh, yeah, she's an ND. Can you hear me? And a PhD. And she's 61 years old. You get that?
Yeah.
So I guard what I eat. I would like to know which of your supplements can help with this. I've been using Dr. Christopher herbs for over a year with no success. I don't even know that.
Well, you're trying to rebuild enamel, which is a hardness on the hardness scale is 9. When your enamel breaks down, the enamelocytes aren't working. You need to use our bone generator, 3 to 6 capsules, half an hour after your two largest meals. Micell D3, 4 to 5 soft gels, 5,000 units, twice a day. Myco D2, 1 to 2 capsules, twice a day. Full vitamin K2, 2 capsules, twice a day. Collagen Max, a capsule, twice a day. And then if you want to get rid of the nanobacteria that are eating away at your enamel, you brush your teeth with a Sonicare toothbrush and floss with a hydrofloss with Nutriodine or the NutriSilver drops. And you brush and you rinse your mouth afterward and hold and swallow with NutriSilver that will kill off the nanobacteria that are causing the enamelocytes to be damaged. The thing is that if you're using things to stimulate the regeneration of the enamel, you can use a NICO setting on a lumen photon or a micropulse, pulse magnetic field over the sides of the mouth, and it'll re-enamelize it. It'll speed up the healing because it increases stem cells 400%.
David, in an email, do you have anything for gout?
Yeah, the first thing is gout is uric acid. We use bio-LVR as the first thing, and then I would go next to semethyl and add superfolate and powermethyl B12 sublingual orange flavor tablets. But the first step is bio-LVR twice a day. You can measure your uric acid levels in your urine and blood, but usually the bio-LVR twice a day, and then if your next step is semethyl, superfolate one twice a day, and powermethyl B12, at least one tablet in the morning. And not only will your uric acid drop, but also homocysteine, because if you do a methionine challenge homocysteine level and it takes off like a rocket, it'll burn your brain and your artery walls. In fact, it's one of the most under-recognized substances, and none of the doctors properly test it because you have to give 500 milligrams of L-methionine the night before you do the test, because otherwise you'll miss two-thirds of the people. Their homocysteine will exceed 10 on the scale, and if it exceeds 10, you're going to burn your brain and your artery walls.
Carol Bill from her iPad. Dr. Jekyll, I hope you can address this issue of my sore tongue. I am a 61-year-old female Canadian from Saskatchewan. I've always had a fissured tongue. I lost a molar filling in February 2016 and had it replaced three times by the end of June of this year as it kept falling out. I developed soreness by March and blamed it on my tooth. The doctor I saw in July put me on oral nystatin for 10 days, and it didn't help. Sores crop up in different places on my tongue and are uncomfortable. I'm hoping you can help. I enjoy listening to you on Tribulation Now Radio.
Yeah, take Vitamineral Max, which is your B vitamins and bio-LVR, because it's primarily a vitamin B deficiency. And ultrathiamine B1 is really important. And to heal the tongue, the GastroHeal, chew 1 to 2 tablets 4 times a day. What you're having is not necessarily primarily a yeast infection. You have a B12 deficiency, especially fat-soluble thiamine, which is where the ultrathiamine B1, and the zinc carnosine in GastroHeal will heal the glossitis. But the B vitamins and bio-LVR and Vitamineral Max should reverse that. We call B vitamin deficiency glossitis, which basically is what's going on there. And the bio-LVR will correct what's called the methylation pathway problems, which is one of the primary causes of what we call glossalgia.
Oh, David.
So if you think it's yeast, you simply rinse your mouth out with the NutriSilver and start taking Allicin Med, and boom, yeast is gone. But if you're having recurring yeast, you have to think that you're turning diabetic, and you want to measure your fasting blood sugar, 2-RPC blood sugar, hemoglobin A1C, and get that checked. Or if you have a QRMA, it'll tell you right away if you're turning diabetic.
David, Bill, our friend, our fireman.
Yes.
Ex-fireman, captain up there in Santa Rosa Valley,
right.
California. David basically is asking you, saying he developed bronchitis about 5 days ago, and he says he thinks he has an Omron microair, and would it be good to use it with silver in it?
Yeah, but you don't want to use a silver lung generator or any garbage like that. You want to use our NutriSilver, and I recommend you use it with a saline as a carrier. So you can get saline at a pharmacy. You put the NutriSilver in the Omron, and then you inhale it. And what I would do there is use three drops or one spray per 20 to 30 pounds body weight, because it's so much more powerful than even silver 100, and just inhale four times a day, and it'll knock the heck out of the bronchitis. And you want to stop the lung inflammation, cell detox glutathione capsules three times a day, anti-inflammatory cell defense plus, and Inflamex, because it's the secondary hydroperoxy radical. And I would often add a second antipathogenic and NutriDefense. The NutriDefense is the most powerful antioxidant in the world, called polyphenol. So one capsule to two capsules three times a day of the NutriDefense, cell detox glutathione, and of course you can even open the cell detox glutathione with a little mortar and pestle and use that in your Omron too. Then the cell detox glutathione, the acetyl glutathione, will turn off the hydroperoxy radical in your lungs that are burning your lung tissue.
Yeah. Is the Omron same as a Sinupulse?
No, it's just for the lungs. It's a typical medical doctor machine. The Sinupulse is more operational freedom. You can have a little clear tip for inhalation for lungs. It's got a blue tip for sinus irrigation. It's also got a dental tip for doing.
I know what that is. What's the Omron? What's that?
Omron's just a machine you can buy at a pharmacy or a health food, at health supply store, and it's used just for inhalation therapy.
Okay.
You got to make the small enough particles, which both the way the Sinupulse Elite will do, but it also works on sinuses, periodontal tissues, etc. So it's more. There's more things you can do with the Sinupulse Elite. which, by the way, I'm setting up a link so that you can purchase it through us through Amazon, because I don't want to carry it, and that'll allow you to purchase it at a better price than most of the local pharmacies.
Next is Russ. Bill, Russ is a patent attorney from New Hampshire. He's been a regular customer for a long time. He says, stop the FDA from banning vinpocetine. Dr. Bill, I hope you can motivate your huge audience to take action in time. Banning vinpocetine is just the beginning of an escalation of FDA corrupt efforts, and I imagine you have something to say on that.
2 years ago, the FDA tried to approve, actually did approve, a vitamin B6 modified with a side group on it to make it a drug. This is another attempt. It's an orphan nutraceutical drug, that the FDA are trying to turn into a drug and therefore remove it from the market because it protects your brain from Down syndrome or Alzheimer's or memory problems or just oxidative stress. It's stupid.
Turn it into a drug.
Trying to turn it into a drug.
Yeah.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Michelle, you got a couple of minutes left here, three or 4 minutes.
Troy,
go ahead.
Troy from Minnesota. Bill, quickly, has a sinus infection.
Sinu Pulse Elite Neutrodyne in the machine with Sinu Air Powder. And you want to take Allergan, Allerblock and Allergan to stop the allergies. And you want to also use the Nutru Silver Again, 3 drops or 1 spray per 20 pounds body weight, and it'll knock it out 4 times.
Actually, you said he did your protocol, and the sinus infection's gone.
Okay,
what he's trying to say here is he has ringing in his right ear.
That means he's got endolymph hypertension, meniaren, which is ear care, 3 to 4 times a day, cell detox glutathione 3 times a day, Neurogen for the demyelination of the nerve fibers there, and anti-inflammatory cell defense plus to turn off the cytokines. And that usually will knock it out. We can also add things like CoQ10 ubiquinol because it works in the middle ear nerves, and the gamma E plus because it's hydroperoxy radical in the endolymph that causes the inflammatory changes to the hair cells and affects that. So gamma E plus and CoQ10 ubiquinol.
Bobby from Texas, without reading everything, I guess, Bill, he is reading, he's prayed the Stones Prayer, the 12
yeah.
Stones. And he wants to get closer to God, and that's real cool. How can I stop migraine headaches?
CoQ10, ubiquinol, and gamma E+, and under your tongue, Power Muscle B12 and BioLVR twice a day.
Okay, what is it that goes under the tongue again?
Power Muscle B12.
Uh-huh.
Bite the two soft gels twice a day of gamma E+, and one of CoQ10 ubiquinol.
Bite that as well?
Yeah, that's for emergencies.
And
also,
do you hold that under your tongue?
Yeah,
too?
Under your tongue for 10 to 15 minutes, and then you can spit out the little... if you want to call it the little soft gels left after it's gone. But that'll stop migraines, and it'll prevent them from happening.
Debbie from Iowa. Your site is so loaded with information, it's almost overwhelming. I believe vaccines can alter DNA. I work in a hospital, and I'm forced to take a flu vaccine every year. And she goes on to say about how, I guess, she has a friend whose grandchild was completely developmentally normal until an MMR shot when they were, and I guess now she has, oh gosh, that's really bad.
Yeah, well, what
she
happens
wants to
is,
know, what do you think about the flu vaccine?
Well, the research published 6 years ago and brought to the Canadian Parliament showed if you get the flu vaccine, your chances of flu was increased by 200%. And that was presented to Parliament in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
What happens is they always contain heavy metal adjuvants like aluminum or mercury. They also contain other toxic chemicals that actually suppress your immune system. The benchmark for whether or not they're going to help you fight an infection is not only an antibody increase, but a clone of T lymphocytes that will kill the virus off by hydroproxy, nitroproxy, by what's called singlet oxygen radical against the virus.
Mm-hmm.
They've never tested that. The flu vaccine has never been proven to be, number one, correct genetically to produce the right IgG and IgM antibodies. And they've never proven that it causes an anamnestic increase in the T lymphocyte population that kills a virus. So flu vaccines are useless. There are some vaccines that are useful, like the tetanus, but you got to make sure it's not contaminated. Most vaccines are the Prevnar vaccine against against pneumonia. Other than that, most vaccines are useless or dangerous.
She also asked about the MMR. That's the one.
MMR is one of the worst.
About. She said
it's one of the worst.
That's what affected the child.
Measles, mumps, rubella. It contains not only the stealth cancer-inducing viruses, which have been around for 50-plus years, but they also have adjuvants in it that will kind of make your brain go boff or brain on fire.
Oh. Next was Moses from San Jose, but it's rheumatoid arthritis, but I'm going to give him an email.
We use him for rheumatoid. We use Malignarest, Malignablock, Elagic Acid, and we use the cancer protocol that turns off the autoimmune disease.
Okay, my dear. Have a wonderful weekend. God bless you.
Yes, we're going to do some
video. We love you.
Thank you. Again.
Thank you.
Thank the Most High God for giving us the inspiration to give the answers when I'm lost, which is most of the time.
Oh, that's the sweetest thing you ever said. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Mishi, for great being a host for the most this hour and getting me to answer questions logically and
slowly. You're going to do some recordings with Matthew.
We are. Next. Yep. We are.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.